Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. Kenya's President William Ruto has told BBC that a Kenyan police mission to Haiti will arrive in 3 to 4 weeks. About 1,000 Kenyan officers are being sent to lead a multinational security intervention in the Caribbean nation that has been beset by gang violence. Mr. Ruto said an advanced planning team was already there with some preparations still to be completed.
I think the base that was being prepared is maybe 70% complete. My team met with the Transitional Presidential Council. They also met with the leadership of the police. I think they are meeting with other groups just to make sure that we have all the items in place for us to facilitate the deployment. We're doing it for the people of Haiti.
The families of the victims of a school mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas, 2 years ago, have announced 3 lawsuits on the anniversary of the massacre. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed in the attack on Robb Elementary School. Peter Bowes reports.
The lawsuits are against Activision, the developer of the military video game series Call of Duty, Daniel Defense, the gun manufacturer known for its high-end rifles, and Instagram's parent company Meta. They're accused of being responsible for grooming a generation of young people who live out violent video game fantasies in the real world with easily accessible weapons of war. The lawsuits contend that Meta and Activision knowingly exposed Salvador Ramos to the gun he used in Uvalde and conditioned him to see it as the solution to his problems.
The European Union's top diplomat says the bloc will have to make a choice between supporting Israel or international institutions and the rule of law. Josep Borrell was speaking after the UN's highest court ruled that Israel had to halt its military offensive in Rafah in response to a case brought by South Africa. They've accused Israel of violating the UN Genocide Convention in Gaza. Boaz Bismuth is a member of the Knesset for the Likud party, led by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We're entitled, we're obliged to protect our nation, the Jewish state. And if the battalions, the last battalions of Hamas, and they're not the last, it's not the last, are still in Rafah, and if our hostages are still in Rafah, then we shall fight in Rafah. But according to international law, we shall respect international law. We shall respect humanitarian international law.
The United States has announced a further delivery of military aid for Ukraine as Russia continues with its offensive in the northeastern region of Kharkiv. The American Secretary of State said the $275 million package would include ammunition, missiles, mines and artillery rounds. Ukrainian forces have been hard-pressed in Kharkiv. BBC News. Thousands of people have gathered in the central square in the Georgian capital, Tbilisi, to protest about a controversial law on the transparency of foreign funding. Georgian MPs are expected to override a presidential veto on it next week. The US has threatened to impose visa restrictions on anyone who undermines Georgian democracy, as Rayan Dimitri reports.
Georgian Dream, the governing party, issued a statement describing proposed US visa restrictions against party members who voted in favor of a controversial foreign funding law as blackmail. It comes as the Georgian Dream-dominated parliament is set to override presidential veto on the so-called foreign agents law. There have been continuous mass protests against the legislation, dubbed by opponents as the Russian law. The government rejects the criticism.
The Republican governor of Louisiana has signed a bill that would make his state the first in the U.S. to classify 2 abortion drugs as controlled substances. The new law makes possessing them without a prescription a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. A French court has sentenced 3 top Syrian security officials to life in jail for the complicity in war crimes and crimes against humanity. All 3 were tried in absentia for their roles in the deaths of a French-Syrian father and son detained in Damascus in 2013. A major British literary event, the Hay Festival in Wales, has dropped one of its main sponsors after a number of key speakers and performers pulled out. A campaign group had criticised the asset management firm Baillie Gifford for investing in companies with links to fossil fuels and to the Israeli military. Baillie Gifford said it was not a significant fossil fuel investor and the firms it invested in had not violated any laws in doing business with Israel. BBC News.